Perek Dal Mishnah Tes Rabbi Shmuel Beno Omer Hagas Liboy Behara Shota Rasha Vigasrach. A person who's haughty in judgment, a person who paskins halacha without any severity, seriousness, who doesn't fear paskining shailas as Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam understand, such a person is not scared, is not fearful of paskining shailas, is a shota, is foolish, is a rasha, is wicked, and is a gasruach, and is prideful. Not only is he a shota, not only is he foolish, not only is he a rasha, and is he wicked, but he's also prideful. Three synonyms, three different descriptions for a person who doesn't fear paskining and answering halachic shailas. The Gemara Maseches Sota Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph adds on to Rabbi Shmuel's statement, and the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph says, quoting the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Zayin, "Ki rabim chalolim hipila," many have gone down, many have fallen. What is that referring to? That many have fallen? Says the Gemara, "Ze Talmud Chacham shelo higia lahora umore." This is referencing as referring to a Talmud Chacham, a scholar. Somebody who is indeed a Talmud Chacham, but nonetheless has not received the requisite experience and is not prepared to paskin shailas and does paskin shailas, such a person is letting people down and is allowing death to come. Rabim chalolim hipila. Not only is it a Mishnah and a Gemara, but it's also paskin by the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yardes Simen Reish Mem Beis Sif Yigimel writes as follows: Talmud shelo higia lehora. A student who doesn't reach the level of paskining, umore, but nonetheless does paskin, hariz eshote rosh of gazruach, a direct quote from our Mishnah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes. Va'ol of Nemar, then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara that we just quoted, Maseches Sota, Daf Chav Beis, ki rabim chalolim hipila. Thus, it's a psak in the Rambam, a psak in the Shulchan Aruch. One has to be cautious, fearful, frightened. And it's for that reason that we have a requirement called smicha. Today, there is no halachic smicha, as there was when Moshe gave smicha to Yoshua, etc., etc. The smicha has stopped. The tradition of giving smicha has stopped. Nonetheless, the poskim have determined what one does have to do in order to be prepared to paskin shailas. And in a tshuva, in the Sefer Hesoros L'tshuva, the son of the Ksav Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer, the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, writes that he heard from his father in the name of his grandfather, the Chassam Sofer, that there are three prerequisites in order to answer a practical halachic question. Says Reb Shimon Sofer, number one, you have to be an expert in Shas and in all later halachic authorities. You have to know Gemara, you have to know the Rishonim, you have to be comfortable with Tur, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch. You can't answer a shaila if you don't have the basic criteria. And that starts with Shas, Rishonim, and Achronim, number one. Number two, says Reb Shimon Sofer, in Hesoros L'Tshuva, you have to have a straight and logical line of reasoning. You can't just be somebody who records, memorizes, and is aware of the information, but you have to know how to apply it, and you have to have a logical line of reasoning to do that. Number three, says the Hesoros L'Tshuva, you have to be a person, a man, a Rav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. You have to be a person who understands that the answers come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he himself writes, Reb Shimon Sofer, about himself, that because he lacks these three qualities, one shouldn't rely on his psakim in his famous classic work, Shelos V'Tshuvos, Hesoros L'Tshuva. Interesting enough, the Chassam Sofer is quoted elsewhere in a sefer called Rabbanus V'Kihila B'Mishnas Mora Nachasam Sofer, Part 2, page 183, the Chassam Sofer writes that indeed, if it's up to the discretion of the local rabbinate, all of the local rabbis, to decide when and who has arrived at the official capacity to serve as a Rav. Again, today, traditionally, we understand that a smicha, a musmach, is indeed a paper, but more than that, is a criteria that means that the Rav who gave this individual smicha can be relied upon and can be trusted in order to paskin shailos. It's important to turn our attention to the introduction of the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, who writes in his Hakdama, quoting Rabbi Akiva Eger, who quotes this Gemara in his introduction to his Tshuvos, Rabbi Akiva Eger, who writes, and I quote, "Even though daya shehutzrachti lahashiv lo shali, isn't it enough that I have to answer questions midaiga out of fear and concern? I am so scared," writes Rabbi Kivager, "that I'm paskining shas, I'm not even privy and worthy of doing so, and I'm so frightened to do that." Mikomakom elu shenimnu. But if I am to not respond, maybe I'm also not doing the right thing. And therefore continues Rav Moshe after quoting Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that if Rabbi Akiva Eiger was frightened and feared that he should be bechlal rabim chalolim epila, that he answers shailas, says Rav Moshe, kein kol shekan l'ktanei erech kamoni. How about me, a little person like me, says Rav Moshe. Shein bi Torah v'chachma karoi. I don't have Torah, I don't have wisdom. Shehayli limno mil horas legamrei. I shouldn't paskin altogether. Imagine that, says the Gris Moshe. I shouldn't paskin shailas. V'kol shekan milhalos ala tfus shuk orah l'cholom. How can I even entertain the possibility of penning and writing my tshuvas for posterity? The Gris Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, the whole world relies upon the genius and the incredible depth and breadth and understanding that Rav Moshe had, all of his tshuvas that are so much part of the backbone of rabbinic literature and psak halacha, certainly in this country and well beyond. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger was frightened. Rav Moshe Feinstein was frightened. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was frightened. Rav Baruch Ber Leibovich was frightened. Even he was Rav, and even Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said, I'm not going to paskin, I'm going to have Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger, the dying, he should paskin. He's concerned and he's nervous to do so. Allow me to share with you a story of the Netziv, the great Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Rosh Hashiva Volozhin, and also author of Tshuvos, multiple Tshuvos Meshiv Davar, as well as the volumes of rabbinic literature on Shas, Ala Torah, and Chumash, etc. The story is told about the Netziv. A woman came to him with a chicken to ask him to examine it to see about the kashrus of the particular chicken. The Netziv responded, absolutely kosher. And the woman said, wow, my husband would be very, very happy to hear that. He also said it was kosher. Shortly thereafter, the Netziv sent somebody to have her return the chicken. Again, she returned, and the Netziv looked at the chicken carefully, up and down, right and left. And he said, I'm sorry, but the chicken is not kosher. I was wrong the first time. It should not be eaten. The woman was shaken and couldn't believe it, and she was surprised. How could that be? Nonetheless, she left. The students who were by the Netziv apprenticing him, being Meshamish, and the Netziv asked him, I don't understand. Were you wrong the first time? What happened? The Netziv responded, no, don't fear. The first psak that I gave was absolutely correct. The chicken was 100% fit to eat. But if I hadn't called her back, this woman would have gone home convinced of her husband's ability to paskin shilos throughout Shas and throughout Dal Chalke Shulchan Aruch, because he also said the chicken was kosher. Therefore, the next time she may be in doubt of a halacha, she would say, I don't need to go to the Rav. I'll have my husband answer the shayla, and she'd feel no reason at all to consult with a halachic authority with the rabbi. Says the Netziv, that would have been far worse than losing a chicken that is really kosher, and therefore the Netziv reversed his decision. The Netziv understood the essence of this Mishnah. Hagas libo behara shote rosh of gasruach. Somebody who is haughty in judgment. Somebody who's not fearful, frightened, to paskin is foolish, is wicked, is prideful. As the Gemara says in Sota Chapesa, we see from Rav Akiva Eiger, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Baruch Ber. The Noda Behuda in his Tshuvas and Mardura Tinyani Yardeh paskins to tells his student who paskin the significant shaila without dealing and approaching and asking the Zikne Hara, the Gedolei Hador, because it was a new Shaila. He says, you can't do such a thing. And he calls him out on that remarkably and powerfully. We can't play around with Psak Halacha. Psak Halacha is something real. When we look and we decide how to address and to adjudicate and to articulate a Psak Halacha, it must be taken seriously. Take a look at my book, The Making of a Halachic Decision, where I deal with this at length, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Poskim, the Halachic authorities in terms of how we paskin, who, when, where, what, why, and how, what all of the ramifications are. But today we also have to be cautious and careful about something else. And today the ability to answer shailas and to look and to research things is much easier than it used to be. A real Talmud Chacham is able to look in Shas and to understand and to appreciate how the Rishonim debate the issues, to see how the Beis Yosef, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim, the Gra, the Taz, the Shach, and all the of Gedolei Achronim approach a Shaila. You see how the Gedolei Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Aruch HaShulchan address something. Today you pop it into Google and you see what Google says. And unfortunately, it's the ultimate malpractice that's taking place with Psak Halacha today. We wouldn't do that when it came to a serious medical decision that had to take place. Of course we should research, and we should research. The same way we do medical research, we could do halachic research. But Chalila, if we're going to paskin a shaila based upon what Google says, or based upon Ask the Rabbi, or based upon a listserv or a website where you see that the shaila is exactly like mine, it's a mistake. That's called gas liba behara. That's called being haughty in judgment, not being afraid of a shaila. And we have to recognize that every situation is different, every case is different. And we can't simply rely on what we read, what we hear, or what we see. The relevance of this Mishnah today, contemporarily, in the world of social media, and in the world where there's so much available information, is frightening. And thus, Hagas Libo Behara, the greatest poskim, are those who are most afraid to paskin. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter often told his students when they came to him, when he encouraged them to take a rabbinic position, Rabbi Yisrael said, take the position. It's for you. You can do it. You could take on this Rabbanus. And the student, the Talmud, would say, I can't. I'm frightened. I'm feared. I don't want to paskin shilas. He'd say, you're the one I want for the job. Because if somebody says that they're ready to paskin, that's not the one who should be the Rav. And thus, Rabbi Yisrael encouraged his greatest students, who are at the same time humble, frightened, and afraid, and recognize the gravity of paskining shilas, that those should be the ones to paskin. We have to be cautious, careful, meticulous about this. To ask shilas to rabbanim who understand and appreciate the severity, the seriousness, and the integrity in giving appropriate halachic response. And at the same time, we also have to be careful to make sure we're asking the shilas and not relying on things that we read, see, or hear. Of course, I have a lot more to say about this. I've gone over my 10-minute limit. But take a look in the making of a halachic decision. I'm happy to discuss this with anybody and everybody who wants. This is a topic that's very close to my heart, that I'm passionate about. Feel free to be in contact with me, read the book, and we could be in touch further. Hagas libo behora, shote, rasha, vigas ruach.